Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
We've talked before, you and I, about police officers on this channel. And I often say that I believe there are good police officers out there. And I get people say, Steve, you're a cop lover for saying that. But I also get notes from people say, Steve, you hate cops. You're always ripping on cops. I had one guy say that my body language let him know that I hate cops. So here's a story that Keith sent me to point out that there are, in fact, good police officers out there. An Atlanta cop has recovered $1.7 million in stolen cars. And this is from Motorious, the website, motorious.com. Stephen Symes wrote it. And, of course, no one likes car thieves, right? There's a police officer in Atlanta who takes them on. He's like a superhero. Terry Holmer has recovered $1.7 million worth of stolen cars just since April of this year. April of this year until now, he's recovered $1.7 million worth of stolen cars. That is an amazing number. It does show you how bad the idea of auto theft has become, especially in Atlanta. But many cities have had problems with auto theft. I've done stories about that more recently. And so right now, Holmer is known quite well in his department as the guy who finds the stolen cars. Now, he and another officer have got a friendly competition going. The other guy's got a knack for finding drugs and guns. But Holmer finds the stolen cars. Now, to do the math on this, $1.7 million in stolen cars, that's 37 of them. But many of them are expensive or high-end vehicles, which means that they do, in fact, add up to $1.7 million worth. It turns out that the man says that he actually enjoys looking for and finding stolen cars. He says it gets him excited. And also, he's able to help someone recover a vehicle they might have lost. And so, think about this from a police officer's perspective. Quite often, police get called to a scene of a crime. There's not a whole lot they can do. I mean, you know, they might be able to arrest a perpetrator, but they can't necessarily undo what's been done. But by getting someone's stolen car back, they can kind of undo it. The car might be damaged. There might be some problems that you have afterwards. But the point is, getting somebody's stolen vehicle back does kind of solve the problem, at least to some extent. So he is the lead for the department's Zone 5 Tactical Traffic Unit. He gets plenty of opportunities to locate stolen cars in Atlanta. The department even sent him to some specialized training. Plus, his superior said he often puts in time when he's not on the clock looking for vehicles. So somehow he's out there in his spare time fighting crime. Holmer says he can just sense a car that's stolen thanks to certain red flags, but he does not elaborate when speaking to the press about this because, of course, those are tricks of the trade that would not help him so much if everyone understood them. He's also very good at spotting VIN tags that have been altered. And that's one of the problems if someone steals a car. If you want to just think this through, because I know that you've never thought about stealing a car, but we'll discuss this now. Vehicles have got vehicle identification number tags on them, VIN tags. And the VIN tag that you're most familiar with is usually the one that's at the base of your dashboard that can be seen by looking through the windshield from the outside of the car. The VIN is located in other places on the vehicle, depending on the vehicle and how old the car is. But what a lot of people will do if they have the wherewithal to do this is they'll often steal a car, pull the old VIN tag off and put another VIN tag on that is somehow innocent. So for instance, if a vehicle's in a junkyard and you take the VIN tag off that vehicle and put it on a stolen vehicle, now at least that VIN won't come up as stolen if it gets run. And the question is whether or not the vehicle got listed as scrapped or not with the DMV. There's a bunch of issues there. I'm not going to get heavily into it, but I've seen VINs that got swapped. And I've had it happen to clients of mine, and so I'm very familiar with this. But you don't want to get involved in switching VIN tags, because among other things, it's a federal offense. And car theft, of course, has been something that's been around for a while. It seems to be happening a lot more during COVID. So Stephen Symes of Motorious says, if you drive something collectible and therefore valuable, you can be at greater risk of being a target. There are a number of steps you can take to protect your vehicle, like using a Faraday cage for your keys if it has keyless entry, parking in a secured garage at night if you got one, and installing an alarm which notifies your phone when it's activated, and of course a GPS locator on the vehicle if you have the means to do that as well. Now, I can tell you that it does depend on the make, model, and so on of the car as to how easy it is to steal. And some vehicles were very easy to steal back in the old days, and nowadays cars are more difficult to steal, but anything can be stolen. Now, I had an attorney once in court tell the judge and the jury that a modern Corvette cannot be stolen. It is actually impossible to steal a modern Corvette. Can't be done, because the key was so sophisticated. And so I asked rhetorically, what if somebody shows up with a flatbed tow truck and just drags the Corvette onto the tow truck and drives off with it? And the attorney said, oh, well, they'd see you doing that. But the car can be stolen. It's just you have to think about how to steal it. So there's a variety of ways of doing it. I can tell you that the Woodward Dream Cruise happens every year in southeastern Michigan, and hundreds of thousands of people show up, and thousands of people bring their cars. And many people bring their classic and cool cars to the show to drive them around, park them, and hang out. And a couple years in a row, there were old Corvettes stolen from right around the same part of town. And some people familiar with the stories that I've spoken to said that the shocking thing was how quickly the thieves managed to do it. And I'm talking about early to mid-60s Corvette. And at least one of them had one of those anti-theft devices where there's the hook that goes around the steering wheel and then goes around one of the pedals, and it's supposedly made out of all kinds of, you know, military-grade metal. And it's got a lock on it, and unless you remove that, you can't turn the wheel or work that one pedal, which would seemingly render that Corvette unstealable, except that it got stolen. And I read stories about this, and they weren't even sure how it happened, because the owner parks the car, puts that thing on it, walks around the corner, eats lunch, comes back, and the car is gone. And they ask around, and nothing terribly odd happened to catch anybody's attention. And so it makes you wonder how they did that. But, you know, I drove a tow truck for years, and there were times where the police called me and said, there's a car illegally parked right here. Can you come get it? And I'd drive up to it, look at it, and go, yep, it's rear-wheel drive, and I can get at the rear wheels, and the front wheels are just sitting there. Pick up the back end and drag it off. Didn't have a flatbed, just had the type of the sling on the back. And towed many vehicles that way without having the keys. So it depends on the age of the car. Even earlier vehicles, for instance, had a key in the dashboard. Key wasn't in the steering column, so the steering column might not have locked, you know, and at that point it's the question whether you can get the thing started. So nowadays there are better systems in the cars, but anything that's out there that's made by one person can be defeated by somebody else. It's just how much effort they're going to put into it. We've also heard of crime waves where people had somehow gotten their hands on the keys to a bunch of vehicles at a dealership or a bunch of vehicles at a storage yard, and they go in and they grab a bunch of the vehicles and take off with them. And that gets you back to, what are you going to do with those cars? Because you can't get them registered that easily, because the VINs have all been registered as stolen. And then at that point, you either drive it illegally and hope you never get pulled over, or do you try swapping the VIN out, or do you part the car out? And of course, that could be where a lot of these vehicles end up, is getting chopped up at chop shops. So it's a good story, though, because of this officer who has at least himself recovered 37 stolen cars just since April. That's 37 crimes at least partially solved by Terry Holmer in Atlanta. It's a feel-good story. Atlanta cop has recovered 1.7 million in stolen cars from Motorius. Stephen Symes wrote it. Keith sent it to me. Thanks a lot. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Solitude is the soul's holiday.